Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025, and it's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Simon Lopez. And first up, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly voted last night to postpone a decision on an ordinance that would set the borough's budget and determine how much funding local schools receive. The delay followed extensive public comment and revealed a split in strategy among assembly members. More than a dozen residents urged the assembly to fund the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District to the legal maximum. They raised concerns about staff retention and school closures, but assembly members disagreed on whether to commit the funds now or wait for potential action at the state level. Borough Mayor Peter Machicki says the assembly should wait before deciding on full school funding. He says the borough's remaining funds could help influence education spending at the state level.
It's just finally come to a head that the state is not meeting its constitutional requirement to fund education. We can demonstrate that in several ways. Our $4.7 measly dollars can't beat that. But our $4.7 million is the only remaining tool that perhaps might secure that last vote.
Some assembly members said funding schools to the cap immediately would show support for students, teachers, and staff. Assemblymember Tyson Cox, who represents District 4 covering Soldotna, says delaying the vote could affect teacher retention, with the school board scheduled to meet next month.
We have teachers out looking for jobs right now, and we're going to lose those teachers because they're not making a decision till next week. They don't have a contract today. These are the teachers that will start leaving. If we can do anything to help them stay, that's what I'm willing to do.
The assembly ultimately voted to postpone action on an amendment to the budget ordinance for fiscal year 2026, as outlined in the mayor's proposal. The amendment, introduced by assembly member Brent Johnson, who represents District 7, covering the Central Peninsula, would fund the school district to the cap. The assembly also added a second public hearing on the ordinance, now scheduled for June 17, in addition to the June 3 hearing. The assembly is expected to vote on the amendment at the June 17 meeting. The mayor's budget proposal already includes a $57.6 million contribution, more than 90% of what's allowed by state law. Johnson's amendment would raise that to the full cap of $62.3 million. In other business, the assembly approved the consent agenda with several changes, including adjustments to hearing dates and the introduction of new funding proposals. That included items related to vessel tax revenue, hospital funding, and a proposed land sale near Roland's Way in Anchor Point. The assembly also passed a measure that requires a separate ordinance before borough funds can be used for ballot propositions, bringing local rules in line with state law. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meets next on June 3rd, when members are expected to continue budget discussions ahead of a final vote later this month. In Homer, I'm Simon Lopez. Pier 1 Theater's second show of the summer is Silent Sky, another script composed by Lauren Gunderson. Silent Sky features a turn-of-the-century female astronomer, Henrietta Leavitt. KBBI's Emily Springer spoke with director Val Shepard and has more.
Silent Sky, the second play of the season, will open on May 22nd. This Gunderson play caught director Val Shepard's attention for two reasons. She has always had an interest in astronomy and space in general, and because she had never heard of Henrietta prior to this play. The name was not nearly as well known as Marie Curie. As Shepard said, part of her motivation for directing this script was an interest in learning more about Leavitt and her accomplishments. Shepard described Leavitt's achievements in astronomy.
And I guess to put it in the simplest terms possible, what she did was she created the standard measurement that other astronomers have since used to measure distance on on a universal level, specifically the distance of stars. And by using what are known as Cepheid stars, or Cepheid variables, which are stars that that pulse, that sort of blink over a period of time. And I still struggle to understand the science, completely, or what exactly, how people have used this information to calculate these distances. But it was very groundbreaking in the material, which because it helped vastly expand the size and scope of the universe or our understanding of it, and helped, you know, help people realize that there were things outside of our galaxy, that there were galaxies outside of our galaxy, which just, you know, then completely blew the lid off of our understanding of how big the universe really is.
Leavitt was an American astronomer at the turn of the 20th century who worked at the Harvard Observatory with a group of women who were known as the Harvard Computers. As Shepard explained, computer at that time in the world meant one who computes. These were people who performed long-form calculations in order to condense and simplify things so that others could more effectively process the information provided. Shepard also noted that female computers were not uncommon and that NASA employed women for that position, but they were not provided the opportunity to use a telescope.
None of these women were allowed to actually use the telescope. They were only had access to photographic plates that were taken from the telescope, that the men would take pictures of the sky, and then they would hand the plates off to the women, and they would analyze them and determine, like, the name, like the brightness, the luminosity rather, the relative position, and just all this information, just condense it all, fit it into these log books.
This play has a cast of 5 people: Reggie Johannos, Carolyn Norton, Curtis Jackson, Jenna Garrity, and Deb Rousey. Shepard points out that 3 of them are based on true biographies and the other 2 are fictional. Margaret Leavitt, who serves to demonstrate the family and personal side of Henrietta, and Peter Shaw, who is meant to show the role of men in laboratories on the campus. Tickets for Pier 1 performances can be purchased through the Pier 1 website, pier1theater.org, or at the door. Performance time typically begins at 7:30, and more details can be found on the website. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 Homer and 88.1 FM Seward through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. Join KBBI for a special fundraiser at the Porcupine Theater this Wednesday tonight, May 21st, with Johnny B accompanying Charlie Chaplin's The Gold Rush. Doors open at 6:30, movie begins at 7, beer and wine sales for the evening's event go directly to KBBI. Those under 21 may attend if accompanied by a parent or guardian, and a link to purchase tickets can be found at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Good evening.